Blog Talk Radio.
Almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Thank you.
Feel nice and feel love. Gave me paradise. follow you. And when I open my eyes, there's joy each day. What a blessing, I'm waking up next to you. Your kisses are a sweet surprise. Just can't believe you're in my life. The impossible is possible because of you. I will love you past forever. I'll do anything for you.
I will do anything for you.
Heart and soul, I'll do anything for you.
You are my life.
My life.
One thing, just you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do anything,
anything for you.
What did I do to deserve someone as special as you? It's hard to believe, like the one that I know, having you with me. I will do the thing I need to do, whatever it takes to prove to you that I'm never leaving your side. You never have to question, just know.
Good evening, everyone. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. I want y'all to come in tonight and be yourselves and spit those pieces that I know gonna rock me tonight. Listen, poets, I'm in a mood. I'm not sure what mood I'm in, but I know I want to hear some good poetry. And tonight, I know I'm going to get some, all right? So holding the fort down for me, the music is my diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva. How you doing?
Hey, diva. I'm good. I'm good. Chilly, but I'm good.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Listen, those are some nice, nice songs. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in, but here we go.
Okay,
I got my lava lamp
on
too.
I hear that.
I'm in a weird mood.
Well, hopefully the poetry can help you with that mood, either increase it, or if it's a bad mood, maybe it can decrease it. We'll
you
see.
You know, it's a piece of mood, I think. I think that's what it is. But I am just so ready to get started. And listen, I think I would like you to go first. If you're not ready, I will. But if you're ready,
I got you. I got
Mike is yours. All right.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
This is Untitled. Ask any woman you've been with, and they'll say you love with precision and perfection. Casanova. I've always been a free spirit, wild at heart. But I allowed myself to be tamed by a broken beast. He loved me, protected me, but he never understood my freedom. Because when I said, forgive me for being too open, he must have thought I said, show me the meaning of a broken heart. Because he left all of me with him, but this now empty shell of a physical appearance, leaving me to wonder, is this my redemption or the road leading to a fresh hell? I don't even recognize myself. The anger, the resentment, the misunderstanding and questioning over and over and over. Why did he do this to me? What did I do? Bring him back. What am I supposed to do now? The torturous cycle of words constantly playing in my head. They say time heals all wounds. Well, I say it lengthens days, allowing for the pain to linger. Because I thought I'd conquered these parts of me. Must have missed something. But because my love has always been a deep and unconditional one, I've learned that we are meant to meet challenges and make sacrifices. So no longer is my heart like a feather in the wind. The truth lies within the soul, and that never changes. I am the love within love's truth, because I will always love. So I vow from here on in to only fall in love with the soul. And that's that piece.
Man, you know what, Diva? I truly, truly love this piece. It's excellent ink. And because so many can relate to this, you know, you wake up one morning and you hardly recognize yourself because, like, you're wondering, like, what happened? What did I do? And the other piece of that was, of course, in the lines of all these life, you know what I'm saying? But you said something that they say time heals all wounds. And that's not true. Time just lingers on and on and on until you heal. And that's just when you do. And no one can tell you when or how, what to heal with or when to heal. So it's so relatable. And that's what I just truly love about this piece. This is great. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that was the first time I read that piece out loud. I was just adding more and more and more to it. Like I said, you know, I think time just allows for it. Eventually, you will heal. But I think the longer you have, the more it lingers. The hurt, the pain, you know, it isn't as if we just get right over what we've gone through or been put through. You know, it lingers. And it does seem like the days get longer when you are hurt, girl. You'd be like, oh, my God, I just wish this day would be over, you know. It does get better, though. But thank you. Thank you for that. Now, I want to hear everybody else wants to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Well, this piece is too untitled. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I thought I found what the world searches for. You were my one. Yet the Almighty brought you to me for a reason, and apparently for a season, because you left me, and love doesn't live here anymore. Were you afraid? I know I was a little. But I was happy for a long time for a while. Then I realized I was the one chasing you, and I stepped back to have you chase me, and you stopped calling. I was already falling for you in spite of the fact we never touched. You penetrated my head. I let my guard down and let you go straight to my heart. I should have known not to depend on anyone. But your confidence awed me. Your artistry was unique, and I yearned to know more about you and how you live, how you forgive, and how able are you to let go of past offenses you thought you couldn't. Or did your heart close and you just wouldn't? Honestly, you dropped me like rocket love, left me wondering how to ease the pain. I refused to be like Pharaoh, whose heart hardened to let the people go. Yet you experienced much, and I know you're smart. I can tell by your art, but it's obvious you don't know love, because you were everything I was in search of. And that's that piece.
Talking. All on me. I'm just talking. I'm giving you flowers. And I'm saying, ooh, diva. And then I realized, what? She can't hear me. Oh, shoot. That piece, I love that piece. Your endings are everything. I don't know what it is about ending of a piece, but it just, whatever emotions or visuals you were getting from that piece, they all come together, and it's like I can't say exaggerated. It just brings it out more with that closing line, and I love that piece. I love that. I got a song for that. You want to hear a song, or you want to open up these mics first? Because I think that's the call.
Well, you know what? No, I think she's been holding long enough. Let's bring her in, shall we?
All right.
And then we'll play it. All right.
Okay.
Hey, Diva, how are you? Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Hello.
Kelly, are you
doing? How are you? Kelly, how you doing?
We call
our lady callers divas. So how you doing, diva?
I'm doing great. How are you divas doing tonight?
Awesome. Good. You kind of blew me away with that piece last night, Miss Thang.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Man, that was dope. You are a dope poet, though. Yeah. That piece was everything last night. Man, Adiva, I wish you could have heard the show last night because they brought it.
They
really brought
it.
Yeah, it was a fun show. Yes, I loved it. Yeah. It was a fun show. So, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah. Oh, no problem, dude. Let me tell you, I got the lava lamp all going up and down. I'm sitting back in my favorite IKEA chair, and I'm just enjoying the night. Okay. So how about you? What's your vibe tonight?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Just wondering
what's your vibe for tonight?
Well, tonight, I was thinking about collaborations, and just the sexiness of some of the collaborations that I have been involved in and what it would be like to actually collaborate in person with someone. And so that is what my piece is based on tonight.
Oh, I like that.
Feeling it.
I miss my collab partner. But I never met him. But hey, all artists meet online and then we, you know, we realize you vibe and then we have a collab. But I can't wait to hear what you have for us. But fresh your vibe.
All right. Okay, so the title of my piece is Write With Me. I pulled him close to me. How else could I describe the passion radiating through us? What other way could I forecast our foreplay? Heat advisory all day. I had to taste his lips in order to accurately describe how they would feel against my skin. The way the fire builds beneath every layer with his kiss. I laid him down. I didn't hesitate to investigate his navigation, facial elation. There's no way I could convey the emotions erupting from our motions, our composition, our composure, without coming to my own conclusions by completion. I can taste and smell every detail, remember every fact, without having to use my imagination. Now, his verse, and that's that piece.
That is so damn sexy. You know what?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let me let Madiva go first. It's her show. Go ahead, Diva.
Let me tell you. I sort of got into the visual of it because he said something. I got to kiss him to feel it and to feel him or what he's like. And I was like, wait. I got stuck. And then all of a sudden, I felt like that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That was excellent. You got me thinking. I'm like, I need a new collab of it.
You know, I literally, you know, COVID got us messed up. This pandemic mess, it's got us separated purposely, and it's got us messed up. Even though we have this new technology that can, you know, at least give us visuals of one another, and we can still talk and communicate on the phone, but it's nothing like that being in close proximity of someone, being in the same room with them, right next to them, be able to actually reach out and have, you know, a person that's tangible. This separation sucks, and I really have a desire to collaborate in person with quite a few poets that I know and that I've heard. So I really, really, I dig this piece. I love it. And the title, oh, my God, Write With Me.
Write With Me. Oh, my goodness.
So, right, exactly. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
My goodness.
I appreciate y'all.
Likewise.
Now we're going to usher you into the Groovy Lounge.
All
Groovy
right.
Groovy Lounge has a lot of lava lamps, beanbag chairs, and favorite libations for everybody. So go and enjoy yourself, my dear. And thank you so much.
I sure will.
I love one mic.
One love, one mic.
I love one mic.
Diva. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I love her.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
I do too. I am such a fan of hers. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, maybe we should keep the party going for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I got in here. I got a little bit of something. How about this?
You know that I'm the one, but you're always taking. Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you, thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you, you present for me. As soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it. I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. Going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love, yeah. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love.
It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah. You're shining like the sun, shining with you. You know I like to face it, getting it up. Your purple water's dripping, I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting. Here it is for free. Yeah, we can keep playing this games like you don't deserve to be. Present here with you, you present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. You're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You
answer.
Know I got you.
You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you ain't too much. Take as much as you need.
So spaced out, doing the most, exposed, shoot to the stars with me. Synergy is so chosen,
but I need you face down in the pillow. Just go,
let go.
Give me some slow mo. Yeah, it's over, sure.
Wow, well, I don't know what happened to that one.
Anyway. You know, Sometimes a blog target does that with these songs, girl. Nah, I've gotten used to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so I do like that, though. Let's bring in the next caller, shall we?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Oh, this is a Seatbelt 34 Music. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you tonight?
Hello, ladies. How are you today? How are you tonight?
Hey. Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I was listening to the whining guy before me. You know how I am about that. You know, I'm waiting for the Similac. I'm waiting for the pacifier. Be like, and I'm like, okay. I'm gonna give him some Nugenics. I'm giving him some Nugenics real quick. She'll like it too. Be all right.
I'm a fan of Mario.
Yeah. Somebody, he must have let somebody else let him love him or something. I don't know what the hell is going on with this.
Yo, what's under that luxury love, C-double?
I was thinking the tattoo from Fantasy Island, the plane. And when I was listening to that, all right.
Oh, wow.
It's so bad. Diva,
I know. You know I be getting on this. That's my soapbox.
I know.
But you know the song that I'm vibing to right now, and I know it was like a few years back, but I just caught on to it now. It's called Weekend Love by TGT. Check that out.
Okay. I'm gonna
check that out when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely.
So, ladies, what's going on with you?
We just want to know. We just kicking back and we're just expressing our vibe and wanting to know what yours is.
I have a piece that's untitled, and that's one of the few times I didn't title one.
Yeah.
But it has something to do with a breakup.
Okay. Let's survive.
Well, thank you. This is untitled. You broke me off years ago, and that's all I'll admit to. My lack of experience was evidence. The way I could be manipulated, shaped into molds of clay. We broke beds in a hooker motel. Guess that's why you stay pissed at me. For cutting off the gravy train I conducted for you, the ultimatum that contained rules of engagement on your terms. Never had to say in them. Father figure and a baby provided couldn't save what was mistaken choices. If I just listened to that small voice, there wouldn't have been justice and we would never had peace. No friendship to ever speak of, only memories in between the sheets. Today is your day. And I thank you always for that eternal gift, even though you've turned her against me and you've always treated me like I was inept. I had a part to play in it all. I admit of what I have been responsible of, not being the man who had standards to stand up to tell you I'm in charge. Water under the bridge and my lack of balls, testicular fortitude, and I was lost. Present day, you don't know me at all, because deep down, I'm now the man you want. Happy birthday, X. That's that vibe.
Wow.
Wow. Happy birthday, X.
Hey, that last thing. Hello? Oh, come on. Oh, wow. I love that piece, though.
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
I don't know. It was just something I thought of my past, and it was like, okay, I don't know why I wrote it, but it was it was in my testicular fortitude, so I had to go with
it. See that? Okay, right. Mm-hmm. It don't get no deeper than that, honey.
No, I don't.
Yo, that's what's up, though. I like that piece.
Thank you.
It's dope. Well, so you working tonight, Freedom?
This is a job. There's a difference between job and work. So I'm at the job. I'll be working later.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah,
well,
y'all like a working man, please.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me be the one. Let me be the one that usher you into the beauty lounge with the lava lamps and bean bags and the libations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
That's a big word, libations. I'm going to have to use that. Libation.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
All right,
let me go and whine over there. One love, one mic.
Oh my God.
One love, one mic.
It's a mess.
There he is.
Oh, something else. Yeah, he's something. Well, still going to CW34 Music with Sir Lion.
Yeah.
Hello, Sir Lion.
Well, you know,
ladies, what is going on? Double Dutch or what?
Yes, yes. How you doing tonight?
Well, you know, I'm like a uncorked bottle of wine, ready to be uncorked.
Uh-oh. I hear that now. I like that. You must be some kind of poet or something. I like that.
So how y'all making out? What's happening? What's the word? What's going on? I want to know the real story. I don't want that casual
story. Oh, man.
Just chilling out.
We laying back chilling, waiting to hear some more great poetry, which I know you bring as well.
Well, I got one that I dug in the archives, you know, because I'm putting this book together, and I've been putting some stuff out to add to the book.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is
you
mental.
When that drops, let us know. Okay? When it drops, let us know, for real. When it drops, let us know.
Oh, okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So, Sir Lawrence, what you got for us tonight?
Okay. This is it's one of them archive pieces. This is I don't know if you had a theme or anything, but hopefully this fits.
All right. Special vibe.
Ultimatum. When I look at you, this planet doesn't seem so large because I can feel it spinning. While holding you in my arms, you tell me this is the way it ought to be. When I feel your temperature rising, I can understand the variable zone. To get this hot, you have to be cold natured. It's no wonder the weatherman gets confused. When my friend is defying gravity, he puts NASA on alert. Now I know why it's called the space probe. Because when we do what we do, it's called butt-naked fun. Investigating with great thoroughness, without hindrance or restraint, but with an openness and ease of movement that would give Freud pause and make him rethink. Now that we're together, it makes us wonder what the couldn't see. Well, scratch that, because they're not even worth a backwards glance or a memory to enhance. So let me just ask you, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Sir Lawrence.
Wow,
all
I wasn't
right
expecting
now
that kind of ending. That was pretty deep. That was pretty good. I like that. I like that.
And the first thing
okay
I thought of was the cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Very nice.
Is you is or mm-hmm is you ain't my baby.
Is you ain't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I definitely like that. You always bring stuff that, you know what, Sir Lawrence, when you bring your pieces, it's your climax is, it takes you like in a different direction than the piece itself sometimes, and it kind of catches me off guard because you go in a certain way and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to stay in that direction, and then it shifts a little bit. I'm like, okay, that was pretty cool. But I like
yeah
it. I like it.
Well, right on. Thank y'all so much. But this book, I'm telling you, this one is going to be the coming out part. The first book was Understand the Water Was Wet. This book is my coming out party.
Awesome. Wow. We're waiting. We're anticipating the day that it comes out. Patience.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much.
Quite welcome, and thanks again for the platform, as I say.
Absolutely. No problem. Yeah. So now it's time for me to lead you into the Groovy Lounge with a lot of lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bean Bag Chair, your favorite foundation, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of frisky, so lead the way.
All right now. All right, so Lawrence, thank you so much. One love, one mind.
One love, one mic. Indeed.
Well, Diva, I am so ready for a music break. Are you ready?
All right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Wow. Diva. Now that song.
Yes. Yeah, one of my favorite songs. It's rare that I play it. That comes from the Romeo and Juliet movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, that version of it. And I fell in love with that song. I saw Diane Reeves. I'm already a fan of her, but that particular song right there, girl, I had to hold myself back because I didn't mute myself. And I got ready to start singing. I love that song. You know, I'm a big romantic nut anyway. And that song always touches my heart right there.
Right. Well, now, I think I'm going to jump on with a piece. I believe I did a couple of weeks ago. Thanks.
Okay. Well, go and express your vibe.
I, this may seem corny, but my mind races. I, the pot, called the kettle black, spoke of how your body's never at rest, always working back to back, trying your best to get out of the situation, and ended up exhausted, tired, and weary. You claim you're good not to worry. This is your attestation. So I'm opposite. My mind is weary, being burned out and far from you. Not resting in the spirit, and it makes my world dreary. I sleep, but none is restorative. I try to release, the rest is futile. When we met, I thought life would change. It was all to be worthwhile. I ended up having to wait. Patience isn't my forte. Maybe it's fate, but if we love each other, I'm willing to stay. I admit it's hard for me. Men approach me saying, what'd it do? I just say no. I just want me for you. So say it now. Can we make this together? Can we make this vow? I need forever this time, because what I feel for you has no rhythm or rhyme. Don't get it twisted. I have my own. I just need my heart to have a home. And that's that piece.
Oh, man, yes. Yes. I love that. That piece, you know, your pieces, they speak to me every time I hear them. It's like, first of all, you don't pull no punches, okay?
Mm-mm.
It's straight no chaser, okay? It's like, look, this is what it is, you know? I've been trying to work with you, you know what I'm saying? But you got some work to do on your end, okay? And the other pieces would be like, look, don't approach me if you ain't ready. Don't even come over here. I'm trying to tell you now. Don't even bring it over here. Stay on your side of the fence, okay? I'm trying to tell you. I love it. I think I got the perfect song for that, Ava. All right.
Baby, can't
Diva, that's a beautiful song. I always like that song. Yes.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the brainchild of author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet, and this is what this show is sponsored. So the show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average review could be raw. And I got mine on. Do you, Diva?
I got mine on. Yes, I do.
Oh,
keep
my
rolling on.
Absolutely. Look, I think I bought more raw links last year than ever.
Girl, please don't
so
even
much.
Get me started on how many raw links I got. Yes. And but you know what? They're so beautiful. The craftsmanship, the design, is very beautiful.
Yeah.
And then they have the hidden properties to them because they're all precious metals and stones. I love it. I love them.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They do kind of speak to me. You know, when I see one, it just jumps out me and goes, "This is for you, babe. I'm for you. Give me." Yeah,
absolutely.
Really,
yeah,
get yourself
you
strong.
Yourself.
Get rolling.
Yeah.
So now, Diva, it is the top of the hour. Would you like to do the rundown, or shall I?
I'll give it a try. Let me see. ladies and gentlemen, yes. Let's start with Monday night. We have, Glimpse. All right. Give me a second. All right. We have the Soul Cafe, which is hosted by For Real the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, and myself, the Pearl of Negra, alternating Monday night. We also have The Way to Life, which is hosted by Poetic and Mr. Metaphoria. Tuesday night, we have, random shows. We got Glasspeak, Honey Drippers, War Council, and that is hosted by Mojave. On Wednesday night, you see we're in the Love Zone with us, Diva, myself, the Perla Negra, and the VIP. Thursday night, we have the Get Down
which is hosted by J. Rob the Wise Trump and Poetic. Friday night, as you can see, tonight is being hosted by Ms. VIP. And I'm sitting, you know, side there with her. This is Express Your Vibe. Alternating Friday night, 10 p.m., we have Renaissance Poetry, hosted by Keith Eric. Alternating Saturday night, with Poetic. I host Poetic Therapy with my co-host, Stan the Man. And then you have the other Saturday night with Poetic. And that is Let's Talk About It, where they do date night differently. And Sunday night, hosted by Divine Inspiration and Poetic. Yes, the Inspiration Factory. Back to you, Diva.
All right. That was excellent, my Diva. So, Diva,
thank you.
I
forgot.
Yes. You did it very, very well. And guess who?
Thank you.
The devil. I'm just joking. We have on the mic next Divine Inspiration.
All right. Let's open that up.
Hey, hello. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. What's going on?
Hey.
Good evening.
Hey.
Yeah, I was.
Welcome. What's going on?
Thank you. How y'all doing?
We're doing. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I managed
pleasure.
To get on in time. Because I got to go pick my niece up in a little bit. But I managed to get in on time.
Yes, it's always wonderful to hear your voice. Yes, you did. And
you're
it's
make
greatly appreciated.
Man blush.
That's all right.
It's all good, man.
You have redeemed yourself. It's always good to hear from you, though. So.
Thank you. I told you last Sunday I was coming through. I have to try to be a man of my word.
And you are. I can't take that from you, that you are. And it's always appreciated. Let me tell you something. That is one of the most sexiest things to a woman, is a man that keeps his word. Okay?
Yes.
Looking now. Don't start none.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now. Should I ask you the question? Divine Inspiration.
There.
What is your vibe tonight? What is your vibe tonight?
What is my vibe? I'm vibing tonight. Mm-hmm. My disenchantment with this nation. I just every day I hear something going on. It's just, this is not the America that I love. This is not the America that I served 8 years in the military for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is anymore. I don't know where I would go if I were to leave, but, you know, just like a church. If you go to a church and you're not really feeling that church, your
mm-hmm.
choices are to hang in there and try to make it better. Do your part to make it better, or leave. So I'm not ready to leave, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But I'm going to do something. This country needs some help. It needs some help.
I know that's right. Yeah, I agree.
So I brought a piece tonight that's called Rest in Peace, America.
Oh, we're ready. Let's survive.
All right. Rest in peace, America. I've given up hope on this country I used to love. I now no longer believe in this land and co-sign it to its judgment from above. I no longer harbor hopes and dreams that America will get her head out of the sand
that she would at long last stop this hating and realize that despite the shade of one's skin, we are all children of the Most High God, and that makes us all kin. Rest in peace, America, for what was good for you has dried up and died. You no longer aid others in need, whether home or abroad. You no longer even try to hide your dictatorial bullying, stealing and denying the rights of the citizens of this land. You have quite effectively and willingly turned yourself and us over into Satan's hands. When this was, quote unquote, a God-fearing land. Rest in peace, America, because if you don't change your ways real soon, God Almighty will make you look like what you are, and that's a racist group of buffoons. I pray for you, America, my last breath, that you would rise up above this hatred mess. Realize that beneath this skin, we are all children of God. We are all creators of the Most High. Pick up, America. What death, like Sodom and Gomorrah, will be your rest. Wake up, America. Rest in peace will be your legacy if you don't change your views. But I'm not going down with you, because God, my God has already told me where I'm going. You go your way, and I'll go mine. But I pray that America will once again become a nation of the God-fearing kinds. And that's that peace.
Wow.
Can you believe it? I actually can do a short piece. And look, don't laugh. But part of that was freestyle and part of that was written, because I realized I didn't carry it all over to this electronical that I'm on. There ain't nothing else there.
That was nice though. And it's so true. I mean, I've done the same. I did 8 years in too. And it's so different.
Okay.
And it just seems that no one really cares anymore. And then, you know, the world is accepting of all the wrong things. But yet, you know, you just go along with it.
It's sad, ain't it? I don't know what I can do in my small, meager ways, but I do know that I'm praying for this nation, and that's one of the best things that I can do.
Absolutely.
We need to get past the just complaining stage. I had another piece that I was thinking about doing, but that one stuck to me, and it's called Revolution. But because I feel that way as well. But we need to really pray for this nation, and we need to start tackling our the powers that be, our politicians. Let them know that black voices carry a lot of weight, and we carry a lot of financial power.
Now,
if we group together and withdrew our riches from this country and just dealt with ourselves, they'd feel the pain.
Oh, yeah, they'd feel it. You're right about that. Most definitely.
There's a lot involved in this, you know, whether it be with us uniting and loving ourselves as a race enough to deal with each other and to work together. Instead of being like crabs in a pot, we can make some changes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
you're not in
prayer
this fight alone,
is
though,
needed.
Paul. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're glad.
You know, sometimes, I just got a text from my job helper. My key doesn't work on the front door, and they want me to go back to the job to close it up. They better call the hell out, and I ain't going. Look, hey, y'all, tonight, it might be open all night. I should tell her to Danielle, she been a hitchhike down here to raid them.
Look, honey, if I get hungry enough, ain't nothing stopping me, honey. Okay? I'm trying to tell you. That feels good.
Oh, my goodness.
Look.
Stop pouring out their divine inspiration. And we're going to be praying.
Oh, I do.
You know what I mean? That's all we can do.
Yeah.
All we can do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So since you got places to go and people to see, we're going to just put the beanbag in the put the beanbag in the car and the lava lamp chip.
Okay.
Along with your favorite
and
lava
lamp.
We'll just show it. One love, one love.
Danielle,
thank
not one
so
word
much.
From you, La Perla Negra. Not one word from you.
Later. We're going to talk later. I'm going to let you slide
yes.
from now. All right, Paul. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
God bless you, lady.
God bless you, love.
Oh, that was deep. I love that piece.
Yeah, it was.
Well, deep.
That was real deep.
That's who we got on the mic.
Let me tell you who we got.
It's Mr. Robinson.
Here comes trouble.
Hey. The Pomonals.
Yo.
I told you. I told. What I tell you? That's all right. I'm a change. All right, 2022. I'm a change. Let me see if I can. I'm trying.
You
ain't even
right
give
there.
Me a chance to try. See,
nope.
I'm gonna start
nope.
calling you the man with the chocolate voice. But you still Trump. You still Trump.
Wait a minute, that's it.
Nah.
That's
no
man. The
man
with the chocolate voice.
I was gonna give him.
Wow.
I'll try and be nice.
That's a new one to me.
I'll try.
That's a new one to me.
I'll try. Now you still trouble.
God
over there.
Couldn't be better. You know what that is. Let me put that out.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, Mr.
Don't
Bank King. That's all right.
Oh my goodness.
I know what's
wow.
up.
So how's everybody tonight? Y'all doing good?
Oh, we good. I'm good. It's chilly here in Philly, but it's good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's chilly down here. Yes, it is. So, what's your plan
wow.
for tonight?
I'm going to dig in the crate. I'm going to go get some old shit. I'm going to do this in the dating hurt. I'm going to do an old one. Excuse me, but this just in. My door is open and I'm hoping you come on in. My heart rate is racing and my blood is pumping, anticipating the moment that you and I would share a circumference, because I want to show you something. Nothing is left for discussion. Promise me the power of your femininity, so now I hope you ain't fronting. See, I've been going through your pages lately, and it's crazy how much they amaze me. I mean, damn, baby, it's like they be having this quicksand effect on my erect when they invade me, or maybe it's just the way your pages open to let me slide my pen in them, allowing my mentality to meddle in your moist melanin, so check in that feminine. We've been expressing similar fantasies, and at this moment we're living them, melting you with my mouth because your chocolate is M&M, and this moment means to us the same as you are my synonym. You've been teasing me with a sneaky smile for quite a while, but I got a confident style that breaks your denial. Now I'm deep in denial, as your flow is the river in Egypt. It's like I need an arc when your back is arched, because your ocean is that sweet shit, that good shit, that pulsate on my wood shit. And when you sit on it and bounce, your grip is like a Fitbit on my dick, so make sure every stroke counts. I want to hear you pronounce every syllable in my name, first, middle, and last. And for that ass, this pulmonologist has got crazy pipe game. Our energy be 5G chemistry. empowering a network of guilty pleasure as the comfort of your texture has me outgrowing what I normally measure. Digging for treasure as my pistons begin to pump. Your flowetry makes me jump, but my flow is tree, like a trunk. My arrogant black ain't no act. In fact, I was expected, and the results were ready to be a P for poetically certified to crack that back. And your beautiful black has been sexing my mental like you want me deep in you. So grab something to hold on to as I both flex through your temple. You can bite my neck and scratch my back. You can change your cadence and rotate your radiance, but I will not detach you from the commitment of this match. Your ink has attacked my hormones. I think it's a foregone conclusion that we've been jonesing for the commingling of our illusions. My illusion is to govern your fusion. Dip my pen in you and write out my own constitution. Listening to you moan at my intrusion, but you gotta be careful though, because my brushstroke can be confusing. But your smooth sailing has got me down for the cruise, because your water soothes when I clean through. And as I do, my admiration for the landscape of your hills and valley creates the thrills of this finale. Now I'm hoping to keep hope alive, but your glide has got my strokes tallied, like 1 through 4, then it cross markers 5. Or you can count backwards from 5 down to 1, either way you do the math, the rhythm is arithmetic of your pearl tongue, summons me to come, then splash. The smooth sailings of your waters got me inundating you with my oil and glazing my name all over that heart-shaped ass. And that's my drip.
Lord have mercy. I should have had some ice water. I should have known.
I'm about to pour me a glass of wine.
I need some ice water. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You gotta miss the
problem.
I don't have it. Not yet.
Wow. How is my girl? How's she doing?
High words.
I ain't heard from her in a minute. I gotta talk to her. I ain't talked to her in a minute. Trouble.
Yeah, well, she's still retarded. Yeah, she's still mentally. Yeah.
You know what? You gonna leave my girl alone? Okay.
Yeah.
They got a thing called Google Earth Find You. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to define her as, as a doctor. We need to find a doctor to help Russell Crowe in a beautiful mind.
I ain't going to let you talk about my girl like that. You going to
feel that. She needs shock. She needs some of that 1960s shit, shock treatment and shit.
You know what? Oh, I got to call her and check on her.
I'm not talking about the new updated type of sock treatment. I'm talking the same kind they were doing back then with a sponge and some metal, like the old school sock treatments. Mm-hmm. You don't need no new technology, some shit that Steve Jobs or somebody to put together. No, you need that old school shit.
I listened to that piece, and I'm going to tell you something. I sort of got stuck with the Fitbit counting every stroke on it, and I'm like, That's why I need cold water.
Yeah.
That's why I need cold water, okay? I just want to that was a dope piece, though, but I need some ice water about this point. Thank you. Yeah.
He does. He coming. I gotta give you credit for your pieces. You're a dope poet. You're a very dope poet, and your wordplay, your flow is off the chain. I really appreciate it. But I appreciate you coming in and talking about my girl. Me and her going to talk. Don't worry about subliminal.
It comes from a place of love.
I got you.
It comes from a place of love. I'm just trying to get her
Before we let you go, what you got going on now?
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, y'all have a good night. Y'all took a slice. It's open. I'm just playing with that. Yeah, I didn't have to say. I'm sorry, y'all. That was a piece of the list. But anyway, y'all missed Sunday's show. We had Michael Collier on the show.
What? What?
Yeah. Y'all should go back and listen to the playback, man. It was he's a cool brother, man. We had him on our Sunday show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He came through and he did the same. He's funny as hell, naturally off the head, man. But So I could, as far as poetry though, I will be back on this Thursday with my open mic show, the Culture Lounge. So just come on through, kick it with your boy, and have a good time with some open mic poetry.
All right,
y'all know the number.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know the number 646-378-0355.
All right.
All right, man, I appreciate y'all letting me share that, man, for sure. Man, well, appreciate y'all, man. I'm about to get down on this pizza, listen to the rest of y'all's show. And
thank you so much.
That's what's up.
For sure.
Thank you.
All right, y'all know. For sure. Mike, one love.
Right. One love, one mic.
Now, Viva,
yeah.
You know what? From every show from now on in, I'm going to have some cold water next to me. Ice cold water.
I hear you.
I keep getting stuck. I'm like, wait a minute. that line
is
here. Okay? I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, ooh.
Right?
Yeah, so that's why I was like,
yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is almost 10:30, and we're going to take one more music break, and then if there are no more callers, then, hey, our show is over. So, as I before, you are listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. So, Viva, how about another song?
I got you.
like that song. I was getting bits and pieces because my mind was elsewhere. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Diva, I so appreciate you hanging out with us just for the night. The vibe was good. But it's vibing all right.
Absolutely.
We were on a roller coaster tonight. Yeah, we were on a roller coaster. We were in a little bit of heartbreak, a little bit of bewilderment, a little bit of hurt, and then divine inspiration came on with a prayer for the world, and then next thing I knew, the poem monologist was coming up next. And I loved it.
Ooh, child. Yeah.
He has a way about him. No wonder he's married, right? There you go.
I hear that. Can't argue with it.
I believe they are blessed. That's right. That's a blessing. All right.
Yeah.
So, Diva, thank you so much ever again. And everyone who participated tonight came in and rocked with us. We really appreciate you. Listen, y'all stay away from each other as long as you can. This COVID mess. Wear your mask. I'm just joking, you know. Just stay a reasonable distance away from other people that, you know, you don't know whether they're vaxxed or not. So take care of yourselves, okay? God bless you guys. Diva?
Oh, yes, definitely. As I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself because that's, continue to respect one another. Just love each other. And, yes, be sensible and be safe. You're sick, stay away from people until you start to feel better, okay? Because these germs out here ain't no joke, okay? Other than that, everybody, thank you, Diva, for having me again with you. You know, I love co-hosting with you. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Guess I could take us out with another song. With that, I'm going to say peace.
Just like that.